Is it being recorded? It's recorded.
Shout out to Hockey Nati. Gone right.
Oh, stop hearing about your feelings.
In a certain way, I just want to say something so we can get back to singing together. To sit here in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, to sit together Matzei Shabbos, Sukkos, Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. It's like the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to be together, all of us. And we have to begin, even though I want to talk a little bit about this concept in general, about the oneness of Klal Yisrael, Ufroy Salenu Sukash Lenecha, is tonight is Du Spizin of Aaron HaKohen, or Yosef HaTzadik, depending if you go chronological or according to the Sviris, but however way you explain it, the Tzadikim tell us. We know that Aaron HaKohen is Oyev Shalom V'Roidev Shalom. The Hanani HaKavod, the whole essence of Sukkos, is Ufroy Soleinu Sukkah Shleimecha. As the Tzadikim tell us, that there's something special. Al Shloish Dvarim Ha'olam Oymeid, Al Adin, Al Ha'emes V'Yal HaSholoim. The Tzadikim tell us, Al Adin is Rosh Hashanah, Al Emes is Yom Kippurim, and Shalom is Chag HaSukkos. Sukkos is the time of Achdus, all the Regalim. All the Gimel Regalim are Zman of Achdus. But specifically, there's an Inyan Miyuchad on Chag HaSukkos, that it's a Chag that brings us closer together, Klal Yisrael closer together. How appropriate to be in the sukkah of Dov and Mrs. Perkal and the family. Two people who dedicate their lives and their every essence of who they are for Klal Yisrael. It's not Stam that Ronnie Greenwald, Rabbi Greenwald, Alav Shalom, who was anyone who knows him, who heard of him, was a Yid who lived for Klal Yisrael. And Hashem knows who to give over the shlichus of Jews who live for the Jewish people. I want to specifically thank David Reiser, who fits right into the family, also a Yid, a Jew. And I want to tell you one thing, and this applies to the Perkals, to David. One of the conversations, Dov, you know this, I'll never forget the conversation I had, many conversations with Rabbi Greenwald, but in camp I remember I asked him once, how do you do for Klal Yisrael? Ronnie Greenwald was a Yid who lived for the Jewish people. I said, how do you do for Klal Yisrael? And he told me, you don't do for Klal Yisrael. You do for the Jew who is right in front of you. And that is Klal Yisrael. And I've had personal experience, can't even talk about it, of Dove and Allison Dove and Mrs. Prokal and family, David Reiser as well, and family, of focusing on the individual. That's Klal Yisrael. People who know how to focus on the individual. Klal Yisrael is not a concept. Klal Yisrael is the person sitting next to you. All of us here were Klal Yisrael. I said over before, and I just want to say, the tzaddikim teach us, I'm basing a lot that I'm saying on Rav Karelenstein. I suggest anybody to buy. He has a set of Svarim on all the Mayadim. This is based on Rav Karelenstein, and he brings that Yosef HaTzadik and Aaron HaKoyin, of course, are the Midah of Shalom. Tonight, as the Kutzker Rebbe said, my Rebbeim were able to see the Ushpizen. My Rebbeim were able to see the Ushpizen. But the Kutzker Rebbe said, whatever this means, he says, I'm on a higher Madrega, whatever that means. If I'm quoting it correctly, he says, I don't see the Ushpizen, but I know that the Ushpizen are here. I have emuna that the Ushpizen are here. Aaron HaKoyen, Yosef HaTzadik are sitting here with us. With us, with all of us. We can connect. We can connect to Aaron HaKoyen. We can connect to Yosef HaTzadik. People, tzaddikim, our avos, our ancestors, who taught us Oyev Shalom V'Roidev Shalom, to just bring more love, brotherliness, Achtas, Ufrayus Aleinu Sukkah Shleimecha. As we are sitting here to think of the hostages, it's impossible. It's impossible for us not to stop and to think about the hostages, the hostage who we have a representative for us in Yeshiva, Bar Avram Ben Julia. Amongst all of the hostages, we can't imagine the anxiety that the parents, that the families, that the hostages, until they're home, until they're back in Eretz Yisrael, until they're back together with us, all the chayalim, all the soldiers, we know many soldiers who are literally deep in helping Klal Yisrael. And we're together, each and every one of us. That's what Sukkos is about. And that's really what I want to talk about a little bit. How we could be machazik each other. How we could strengthen each other. How we could strengthen ourselves. At this time of the Ikvasa de Meshicha, Harachamanu Yakim Lanu is Sukkas David Hanoifales. That we're all in a time, each and every one of us, where we could strengthen our relationships with people. We could strengthen, as Chazal teach us, the Dalet Minim. The Esrog has a Tam, the Medrash says, the Esrog has a Tam and has a Reyach. So too the Jewish people, some people have Torah Umaisim Toivim. That's the Esrog. Kapos Tamarim is the Lulav. Some people have Tam, but they don't have Reyach. Kach Yisrael, Yesh Behem, Sheyesh Behem Torah, Ve'ein Behem Maisim Toivim. So that's not a new thing to see someone who might learn Torah but doesn't have Maisim Tovim. That's the Lulav. It's not a new thing. It's a Medrash. Anof Eitz Avos is the Hadas, that it has a smell and doesn't have taste. Kach Yisrael Yesh Bahem Bnei Adam Sheyesh Bahem Maisim Toivim Ve'ein Bahem Torah. And we know the Arava Arve Nachal Ein Batam Ve'ein Bareyach. Kach Yisrael Yesh Bahem Bnei Adam She'ein Bahem Lo Torah V'loi Maisim Toivim. And what does Hashem say? Hashem says Kishru Kula Maguda Echas. Bring them all together. V'masisem kein oisosha ani mis'ale. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has and Aliyah Kaviyachol, when as Jewish people, when our brothers and sisters, Achinu Kol Beis Yisrael, when we come together on Sukkot. Everyone has to hear this. You got to hear this, Shadobir. You have to hear this. You have to hear this. We sit in Adira Sarai. The whole thing that brings us far from each other is because we forget that this world, is Hakol Hevel. Hevel Havalim. It's all Hevel. This world is only a passing world. Sukkot reminds each and every one of us. Sukkot comes after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because the only thing that separates us from each other is Anoichi Oimei Bein Hashem Ubein Eichem. The ego, the Anoichius, the ego. And it's normal and it's okay that we feel distant from each other sometimes. But the only thing that separates us, is our averas and our ego. And when a person looks at the pnimius, and a person sees the neshama, as the Chavetz Chaim says, that you'll never be upset at any person when you realize that it's all from Hashem. And everything that happens to us is not, we're mamish guf echad. We're mamish one body. Klal Yisrael is one. We are one body. Listen to the tzaddikim. Listen to what the tzaddikim say. The tzaddikim tell us. Listen to the Ritva. It's a Rishon. He says, Kulan guf echad. How are we able to be mitzi someone else in bracha? Because kol Yisrael arevim ze lazeh, which means we are physically one body. Klal Yisrael is one body. Reyacha v'ahavta l'reyacha kamoicha, they say, means you are a piece. Reyacha is a shever. Tirayim b'shevet barzel, is that we are all one. We are all one. Each and every one of us. It's not just about thinking about the hostages. It's not just about thinking about your friend. It's literally thinking about yourself. Listen to the Lushan he brings down. He says from Chatzko Levenstein, listen to this. Noyse be'olam chaveroi. Listen to this. And I read, Kasher Yehudi echad mishtatev betzaroi shel chaveroi. When a person thinks of another Jew, Hareyu goyrim sheyoridu yisurim mechaveirav. If I feel pain for somebody else, so it takes away the pain that other person has. Why? Because the whole entire body is supposed to feel pain. So if I feel the pain for my friend, like we know Gedolei Yisrael, Bisman Tzara Liyakov Rachman Litzlan, they would, I think they say Rav Kolodetsky, since October 7th, since Simchas Torah 2 years ago, he hasn't slept on a bed. What's the pshat? The pshat is that when we feel the pain of Klal Yisrael, we feel that's the pain, it's the same pain. We're all one goof. We're all one. Layechad bilvad omad aleinu l'chaleisenu. It's not the enemy outside. It's the enemy within. If there is no enemy within, the enemy outside could do us no harm. Sukkot is a zman to be mechazik ourselves. For every yid, don't judge me because we sin differently. Every yid is so beautiful. whether you're an Esra, whether you're a Lulav, whether you're a Hadas, whether you're a Harava. The Lulav and Esra is puzzle. If we don't have one of them, that's Klal Yisrael. That's what Sukkos is about. Sukkos is about no Jew will be left behind. No Yid. Le'nidach mimenu nidach. And listen to this. He says, "What? That's the pshat noise ba'ol." When a person comes and he carries the yoke from his friend, al yedei she'echad mischazek beruchnius, harei umashpia al kol klal Yisrael. When you in your corner learn a little Torah, when you in your corner are kavish yourself to see the good, when you in your corner don't speak lashon hara, when you in your little corner do something, you're lifting up all the Jewish people because we're all the same. We're all the same. We're all one. When you're down, I'm down. It hurts each and every one of us. That's Klal Yisrael. That's Echad. They say Sukkos in Mispar Katan without the Vav is Gematria. Mispar Katan is Gematria Echad. Aaron HaKoyin. Aaron HaKoyin, the Kohen Gadol and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Aaron HaKoyin. Aaron HaKoyin, the Kohen Gadol and the Kodesh HaKadoshim was busy, busy, busy helping out the Jewish people. Because if you're in pain, I'm in pain. If you're hurting, I'm hurting. If you're having social anxiety, then I'm not comfortable. I'm not comfortable if you're not comfortable. The Simcha of Sukkos. The Simcha of Sukkos is to realize that we're not alone. The Simcha of Sukkos is to realize that we're not alone and that we have each other. And that when I'm down, you can help pick me up. And when you're down, I can help pick you up. It's brought down, listen to this, from the Kaf HaChayim. The Kaf HaChayim brings man desar b'mitzvah sukkah la'asoysa ketikuna. Listen to this. Somebody who's zayir to do sukkahs like we're doing right now, muftach lo shelo yiyeh meriva besoch beso kol oso hashana. The Kaf HaChayim brings that somebody who brings yidden together, we're sitting together, singing together, being mechazik together. That's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. When we do that, it says, Vayiven lebayis. That by Yaakov Avinu, the sukkah becomes your house. The sukkah becomes your house. The sukkah becomes your house for the entire year. That there's only shalom. Oisei shalom b'mraimav. Shalom aleinu v'yakol Yisrael. He says the schus of mitzvah sukkah brings shalom for the entire year. Us sitting together, us singing together in Yerushalayim, Ira Kodesh. Yerushalayim is called Yerushalayim because it's Yira Shalem. It's a place of shlemus. As the Maral says, it's the pshat simcha. Everyone's looking for happiness. You know where happiness is? Happiness is in the jealousy that you have of your friend. Happiness is in the jealousy you have of your friend. How could that be? How could that be? If you're jealous of your friend, if you're hurt by your friend, if you have hurt from people, how could that be? How could that be shlemus? I'm missing so much. How could it be that I'm in so much pain from other people? Everyone according to whatever it's difficult for them. How could that be? The answer is The answer is because that person is another part of you. And that person is your brother and your sister. And that person is there to teach you. And that person, as the tzaddikim tell us, if we would know the pain, if we would know what the pain of getting hurt by somebody, and embarrassment, and feeling alone, if we would know how holy that is, because it brings us close to each other. When you're jealous of someone, when you're hurt by somebody, it makes us dig deep inside ourselves. It makes us question ourselves. It makes us better. It's not that your roommate. It's not the person next to you. It's not the person with the better voice. It's not the better looking person. It's not the person with that family, with that car, with that money. It's all there for us, for each and every one of us. That brings shalom. That brings simcha. Mitoich yirasi simchasi, umitoich simchasi yirasi. Happiness is clarity of what life is about. Happiness is not about food. Happiness is not about a nice house. The raya is that now we're sitting in a sukkah. And this is man simchasenu, we're not in the house. I'm uncomfortable. It's not about being comfortable with being uncomfortable. I nixed that line a long time ago. It's not about being comfortable with being uncomfortable. It's just about being uncomfortable. And Hashem sometimes wants us to be uncomfortable for one reason and one reason only. Because then I'm able to find myself. I'm able to find Hashem in that space that kills, that hurts. I'm able to find Hashem and shleimus. I'm able to find my peace. Peace does not come from being from just being a loving person. That's not where peace comes from. Peace comes from digging deep inside of yourself. Peace comes when you sometimes don't have peace. And you sometimes accept the fact that I'm uncomfortable and it stinks and I feel far from Hashem. I feel far from my brothers and sisters. I feel alone. The tzaddikim tell us, the Biyana Rebbe, I heard this many, many years ago, Levad, Lamed Beis Dalid, stands for, which means alone, stands for Lishmarcha Bechol Drachecha. Hashem, can I tell you a proof that Hashem is with us? Because I'm sitting here next to Elia HaTzadik over here. I'm sitting next to Avi Friedler HaTzadik. I'm sitting in a sukkah of love. A love, Shalom Weisberg. Yes. As I came out with Nussin Moorman, Avram Yitzhak Weinstein, Mamish, Yitzi, Yehuda, the Oilam, to see people to get it. Oh, you hear the Castell with the Strymo. Shai Lex was here?
Shai Lex here!
Oh my gosh. Ah, yay! We got, oh my gosh. Anyway, we had a whole thing of Shia.
We'll bring it.
Shia Lex, I want to tell everybody something. You know what the raya is that Hashem is here? Because Va'ata Kadosh Yitziyafi is here. Va'ata Kadosh Yoshev Tehilos Yisrael. Yaakov Deitch at Tzadik. I want to tell you why I'm saying this. The people next to us, listen to the depth of what I'm going to say right now. The people, especially, you know, a lot of people suffer from, I don't like the word social anxiety. We have to define it better. Mirtz Hashem through yeshiva. Where's Bensi? Where's Bensi going? Bensi Newman.
Yeah.
We have to define it more in yeshiva. This year, remind me that we'll have to define what social anxiety is, because it's not what you think it is. Know what it is? It's having kavod and respect for the person next to you. When you're nervous to be around people, it's a very beautiful thing. You know why? Because people are so holy. And when you're jealous of someone and when you're hurt by someone, you know why it's so beautiful? Because you love them so much. And you want to be close to them. And you want to connect to them. And when you're hurt by somebody, you know why it hurts so much? Because you want that love from that person. And that person didn't give you that love or hurt you. It's the most beautiful thing in the world. It's painful. It's painful. But I didn't mention Ari. Ari Garfield is here. It's almost like we gotta go. I was happy they sang the song. Do.
Hey there, give me dive down. You have changed my life.
Dove's like my brother, I want to tell everybody. Dove's like my brother, mom has changed my life. I want to say something that if we can all... Ellie Shukman's here, Ellie Mamish. Where's Rafi? Is Rafi Farman still here? Although Rafi.
There he is.
I want to say something. I want to say something that if we could all just stop for a moment, and I mean it. If we could all, even I don't like to. Everyone should schmooze and whatever. Should schmooze. I'm working on myself. I want to say something that's so important, I think, for all of us. You know, the moments in time. Sitting together, there are only two times where we could have had a simple space of Shueva. That was Thursday night and Matzah Shabbos. For the B'nai Chutz Laretz who come. To sit here Matzah Shabbos in the Ushpizin of Aaron and Yosef. I told this to my brother Dov before. To sit in the sukkah with Aaron HaKohen, who represents sukkahs. To be all of us, B'nai Chutz Laretz. Everybody here, we're B'nai HaGoyla. To sit 10, how far of a walk is it from the Kaisel here? 15 minutes, 20 minutes?
40.
Okay, never mind.
10 minute drive.
It's
40 minute drive.
45 minutes if you jog. If you jog.
30-minute jog.
30-minute jog. 40-minute jog. We're literally... I want to tell everyone... I'll tell you what we have to tap into. We have to tap into the fact that we are so blessed. We are... Chag HaAsif. We are so blessed to have each other. We are so... I want to tell... Listen, those... We all are hurt. We all have our things inside. But listen, this is a nechama for everybody. This is a big nechama for everybody. We're here together now for this moment in time, Matzah Shabbos, sitting together as brothers and sisters. As brothers and sisters, and you know what brothers and sisters do for each other? Brothers and sisters lean on each other. Brothers and sisters lend a hand out for each other. Brothers and sisters care for each other. You know where the most, it's so funny we're talking about Yosef HaTzadik. Jealousy, it's so ironic, Cain and Hevel, Yosef and his brothers. In that nekuda of jealousy and hurt is the nekuda of Mashiach. Listen to what I'm saying. Don't get over your hurt. It's not about getting over your hurt from somebody else. It's realizing that we're sitting here together in a sukkah where the hostages are on the threshold, and Bli Nether will be zoicha. I hope we're zoicha to have Bar Avram, as I spoke, Ni'ila Yom Kippur, to have Bar Avram, I don't know if we'll be zoicha, to have Bar Avram back home with his mother who came to yeshiva. His mother came to yeshiva. To imagine Klal Yisrael, the geula of Klal Yisrael, comes because we love every Jew. Deep down, the only thing that separates us is that we forget that we're just one. And tonight is a reminder. Tonight is a reminder for each and every one of us. We all daven for Zachreinu L'chaim. We're davening Hoshana Rabbah. We're davening Simchas Torah. We're davening for a year of Yeshuas and Nechamas and Refuas for Klal Yisrael. But what you see tonight is a testimony to the fact that you're not alone. No Jew is alone. You have a Dov Perkal. I want to tell you something. Dov Perkal will take his shirt off his back. He will do anything. Dov Perkal will do anything. I've seen Dov Perkal. I'm not joking. I've seen Dov Perkal go miles for a goy. Al achas kama v'kama for his own brother. What Dov and his Rebbetzin and what this house represents, this sukkah represents, is the fact that don't worry about the year ahead of you. Do not worry about the year ahead of you. You know why you don't have to worry about the year ahead of you? Because you're not alone. The only time you have to worry about things is when you're alone. When you're alone in the dark. When you're alone. When we're sitting, all of us together, sitting here. Mamish, don't let me go. Don't let go. Don't, Elia, Mamish. A song I told Elia. I want to tell you something. Hashem. I know I do this all the time. Maybe we'll get it right tonight. What are the words? Listen to the words. Go. Start with the words. The whole thing. I've been searching. I've been yearning. I've been yearning, praying for you. That, and I said this in yeshiva. That's Hashem talking to us. Hashem yearns for us. Hashem wants us. Hashem wants this. I can't do this without you. It's not talking about us to Hashem. It's talking about Hashem to us. Hashem can't do this without us. Hashem needs us, whatever that means. Hashem needs us to sit more together. It has nothing to do with what the government has, nothing to do with the American government. It has to do with this sukkah. Ufroi salenu sukkah shlemecha. Harachamonu yakim lenu avayde. As harachamonu yakim lenu sukkah as David anayfalas. And I'm going to end off with this as a bracha. As I said before. Mi sheoiser from the kafachayim. Somebody who zayir b'mitzah sukkah. Dove to you and your family. La soisa ketikuna. Muftach loy shalohi and meriva. Besoich beso kol oisa hashana. And David, I want to tell you something. Me and David Aryeh. Guys, listen up. Chevra, listen up for a second. This is very important. We spoke about doing something to be machazik, love in a home. We all need more love in our homes. And what's incredible is I saw this pshat, David. And I said that this is the Vart over here. It's saying that somebody who sits together like this, and we lean on each other, and we sing together, and we daven together, will not have any meriva besoich besoich. Is that his home will be a home of shalom. It's not about coming into the sukkah. It's about living the sukkah the whole year. Here's Hashem, we should all be Zoicha. Dov, I hope you'll continue to be in Eretz Yisrael, you and your family, all of us. We should be Zoicha to continue to be in Yerushalayim or HaKodesh. We should all be Zoicha to see all the hostages come back home. We should be Zoicha. Anyone who has any connection to addiction knows that one of the greatest things that people need is to come home. We're all looking for home. Thank you everyone for listening. We should all be zoicha to find ourselves through each other. We should all be zoicha to find Hashem through each other. We should all be zoicha to forgive each other, to forgive ourselves, to forgive one another, to forgive Hashem. Hashem forgives us. We should all be zoicha to just have forgiveness. Ritzui. That Hashem doesn't just forgive us, He loves us, He wants us. He wants us back. We should be zoicha, each and every one of us, to a gula shlema. We should be zoicha to dance together by the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. We should be zoicha to dance with all of Klal Yisrael. It's not just a thought that we're going to have. It's going to happen. Just like if you told me we'd be sitting here, Dov, if you told me 15 years ago, we'd be sitting here with this Olam together, with your son-in-laws, with your family, with your Talmidim, with our Talmidim, with our Chevra, sitting together in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, I wouldn't believe you. The same way we're not going to believe that when Mashiach comes, Mashiach Tzidkenu, we're going to dance together, we're not far from